The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with my son, Connor Mahoney, both of Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. It's where Generation X meets Gen Z. Today's topic, questions and answers. You have your questions throughout the course of the week. And I don't know the questions even, right, Connor? Like, where'd you get the questions this week from?
A lot of them come from conversations and, you know, I'll ring a bell in my head like, ooh, you know, just this topic could breed some good conversations. And yeah, I guess from different sources, some people send them in or emailing someone. So I kind of
figured like good topics. You're talking to clients or prospective clients during the course of the week, some administrative stuff, all kinds of different things that happen on a daily basis. And we figured, I guess, if you have a question, you know, at home or on the car, this is probably one of your questions you may have. Connor's picking these things off. So let's jump right into today's first question on today's topic, questions and answers.
Yeah, and surely this is a good question. As everyone's curious, because we had a really rough few months in the market, and November was fantastic. Honestly, can I find a better word? Like, yes, probably. It was spectacular. So the question is, why did the market go up so much in November?
Right. So it will be the November to remember. I think it's the third best November in the history of the markets. And August, September, and October. October is always spooky, Connor, right? That's where you find the 1987 stock market crash, the 1929 stock market crash, the financial crisis in October 2008. Last year, 2022, was no picnic either in October. It actually made a market low. There's something about October, but really August, September, October was all about interest rates going higher, inflation's going higher. And as it turns out, the last time the Federal Reserve raised rates was in July. But the thought was in August, September, October, that interest rates would go higher. But what does that mean, interest rates go higher? Well, that means it's more competition in stocks. If money markets are now paying 19%, which they're not, by the way, hypothetical, how much money would you want to put in stocks? So, but these little increments that kept on increasing rates had a big impact. And then we had earnings. September 30th was the end of the third quarter. In October, we had earnings into November. So there's a whole bunch of things that change. The attitude has changed. And the thought is that maybe the Federal Reserve is finished raising rates. The 10-year Treasury yield, which kissed 5% in October, is now around 4.20. And that makes a big difference where money sloshes in stocks or out of stocks. But it really is the November to remember just a couple of days ago.
Yeah. Gosh, there's also, you know, a ton of technical reasons, I would say. You know, for our folks who look at charts, I don't think many normal people are looking at stock charts like we are. But
yeah, if you're not normal, you're looking at charts. I get it. That's us. We're not normal.
But yeah. So, you know, we broke out of the S&P to go much, much higher around 4,100, 4,200, came all the way back down, like retested it, as they call. Yeah, the market just gets so oversold and there's traders going short, which is another kind of too technical thing. But then they come out and it looks like all the bad news is kind of priced in and baked into the cake. And then we can find out interest rates will probably stay where they are. And there she goes, basically. And you can't have sellers without buyers, buyers without sellers. So we got
and the sentiment was just so ugly. Yeah. String 3 months in a row, months, August, September, October. You know, that's when things turn. You know, when everybody gets giddy, like in 2021, I warned you back then, not you, but you in general, you know, that, you know, we're buying SPACs and cryptos and crazy stuff. I'm like, okay, this doesn't usually end too well.
It's
when
bubbly.
Frantic on one way. And yet, again, time and time again, you get these oversold readings. They're oscillators, not really nothing to go over this show about, not get that technical. But there are periods of time that we get oversold where sentiment is so low that it opens the door for more opportunities to the upside. And the market's always sloshing around. It's like a Bronco. The Bronco is trying to knock you off in August, trying to knock you off in September, trying to knock you off in October. But if you stayed on that Bronco, you got rewarded handsomely in November. We'll see what December brings. But right. December 1st started off pretty good. That's for sure on Friday.
Yeah. There's a confluence of just so many different things. And now when you now they wouldn't let you in. It's rallying so hard, right? So the market.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I think 34 years of doing this. How many years in dog's life, Connor? You can tell the audience.
200 years.
200, yeah. That's exactly. So basically, I've always believed reversion to the mean. And if you think about stats, that came up, right? I took that in college, I guess,
yep.
Connor.
Yep.
High school, college. What mean reversion means, if let's say you take a line, and the line being the S&P 500, you know, that average is, let's say, somewhere between 7 to 9% a year. But of course, it doesn't make life easy for us. It doesn't make easy life for anybody else. It doesn't go 7, 7, 7, 7, right? Up 22, down 22, all over the place. But there's a mean reversion, kind of a line that goes from left to right that kind of gently goes up over time. Sometimes you get way over that, like 2021. And I'm like, hey, we're overbought. This is kind of crazy. I've seen this movie before. And we come back down to that mean, so to speak, that reversion. And also in 2022, the really nasty bear market, the worst we've seen in about 14 years, again, to get back to mean reversion, the market has to go higher. So it doesn't work every day, every month, every quarter, every year. But certainly the markets over time, I believe, really work with this kind of mean reversion.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Once everyone realized this could be the start of a rally, it's everyone's piling into the door, you know, it's flooding.
And that concerns us again, because again, we're going to go yep. like yin yang. Hey, look, when the markets are down on the back and the Broncos knocked you off, we're the cheerleaders. Come on, come on. Long term. And then when the market gets giddy, we're on the other side. Hey, take some yep. incremental profits. Incremental. Again, we're not trying to time the market, but you've had a great November and your count's up 12%. You can cast some chips in, but we'll always be consistent about mean reversion. The market's upside down and awful negative. Guess what? Put some more money towards your investment account, retirement account. Markets are giddy, getting excited. Take some off. You know, we're kind of be the yin and yang, yeah. yang and yin.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, and right. it's, so, I think December.
And that's a great question, by the way. What was the original question? I know we.
Why did it go up so much? Why did November?
By the way, I also think it's kind of like a beach ball. You bring into a pool, you know, the yellow, white, blue, whatever, and you put pressure on it. Okay, that's the pressure of the Fed. When the Fed is away and like get your hands off that, you know, kind of balloon or whatever that is, and right out of the water comes surging. That's what we saw in November, and we'll be right back to these messages.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, higher inflation, raising rates. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? Well, how about Ken Mahoney for his book, Not Your Father's Retirement? Certainly not your father's world either. Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back like your father or mother's retirement was. The first 20 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. This is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable and it's not filled with financial jargon to just make you more confused than you were before. If you listen to Ken's GPS for Your Finances Sunday mornings here on WHUD, this is a perfect companion to what he covers. Call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement. 845-371-0101. Here you go one last time. 845-371-0101 right now.
Welcome back to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with Connor Mahoney. We're heard every Sunday morning, Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. It's where Generation X meets Gen Z. They don't say generation. Connor, we had a really good question to kind of get things going, why the market go up so much in November, now first day in December, and we're going to answer more questions. But before we do, we just heard our friend Mike Bennett talk about our book, Not Your Father's Retirement. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't, but it's all in that book. The first, what are we going to do today? Let's do 10. The first 10 callers will get that book for free today. Here we go. 845-371-0101. Come on, Mike Bennett likes it. You got to like it, right? WHD. Gosh, so 845-371-0101. Sells on Barnes & Noble, and it sells on Barnes & Noble and what? Oh, Amazon also for $17.99, but the early bird gets the worm, and that's you. Here you go. Get a pen together, get a paper together, lipstick, whatever you can write with. Call our office now, 845-371-0101. 0101. And we'll be with you here every Sunday morning. So if you're driving in these wee hours, now they're dark hours, unfortunately, right? Chances are you're an essential worker. If you are starting a shift or ending a shift, thank you. Thank you. Stay tuned for the Casey Show. Shine on, shine on. Well, the Health and Happiness Show is up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I called it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHUD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning around 8:25 after the traffic on the famous, and I do mean famous, Mike and Casey Show. And around 6:15 on the Andy Bale Show, well, Bill Kuga, Mahoney Asset Management, he's got you covered there too. He'll give you the national business news, indexes with the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, local Hudson Valley business news, and the Hudson Valley index that were created for you. And of course, Connor Mahoney fills in for Ken Mahoney and Bill Kugel from time to time. All the information, our TV segments. I was on three segments this past week. All the different radio programs, our articles, times I'm quoted. I was quoted in the Wall Street Journal a couple times last week. All that information is all archived in one place, right, Connor? And that's our website,
yep.
MahoneyGPS.com, MahoneyGPS.com. Why GPS? We try to navigate you around these crazy markets and crazy slang, and because Wall Street tells you you can't do it, you can do it. You just need to understand it. So we try to navigate you on our website. We try to navigate you here Sunday mornings, and we are at Speak to You. We'll be navigating you as well. So here it is, MahoneyGPS.com. And of course, we wouldn't be here with you every Sunday morning if not for Randy Turner, extraordinaire engineer. Does that rhyme, Connor? What rhymes an engineer?
No.
It doesn't. Need some help there.
I don't know.
But anyway, he is extraordinary. He slices this up, he edits it, and so we can present that Sunday mornings. And today's topic, questions and answers by your favorite father and son team. By the way, Connor, there's not too many father and son teams out there doing radio, I'm told, by different media consultants. Yeah,
that's a good point. So,
really, really cool. And it's special. Generation X, that's me. They don't know what to do with me. I was born in 1965. Don't do the math. But prior to that was actually baby boomers. And Gen Z, they just put their hands up and say, whew. Generation Z. And so what's really kind of cool about this, when we get your questions and we have our answers, you know, Connor's going to come from his point of view and, you know, kind of where he stands in his world. And I'm going to come from my Generation X kind of point of view. So let's dig into some more questions.
Yeah, you got it. Okay. And we did touch on this a little bit in the first segment. If you were already listening, but if not, you'll get to hear our thoughts. So the question is, are rate hikes over?
Our rate hikes over. Now, let me go to my crystal ball. No, I won't do that. Okay. Because those who live by the crystal ball often eat glass. I don't know if you ever heard that one, Connor. That's an old saying. Or maybe it's not an old saying, but it's the same.
I don't know.
So we don't know. Look, if the inflation numbers continue to stay the same or come down, the Federal Reserve is on a very long pause since July of this year. Now, remember, we had 14 rate hikes from 2022, which led to that bear market, the uncertainty. I mean, three quarters percent of a hike. We have four of those in a row. Look, if somehow inflation starts going the other way, which is higher, the Federal Reserve will probably start raising rates, continue to raise rates. I mean, it looks like between now and the end of the year, there's no rate hike. They meet December 13th. I doubt before the holidays they're going to raise rates, especially this past Friday's ISM manufacturer number came in softer. The PPI, the producer price index, is coming tamer. If you shake it all up at the moment, it looks like Goldilocks. Not too hot of an economy to have the Federal Reserve raise rates, and not too cold for companies' earnings. So, Connor, what is your Gen Z take on what the Fed's going to do here? Or this question specifically about interest rates?
Yeah. One thing I would encourage you to key in on is oil prices. I mean, that's a fuel for inflation's fire, per se. And they've come down a lot in a couple months. You know, so we have crude oil like $74 a barrel. You're looking, you know, in October, late September at $95 a barrel. So that's a big difference. That drives costs down a ton for producers, for really everything. And that's why we're getting these nice inflation readings. And yeah, I don't think they're going to be nasty and try to, you know, raise rates before the holidays. Also going to election
year. We want a Santa Claus rally. We don't need the Grinch to show up and start taking out all our toys and all that stuff, right?
Right. And this is a conversation him and I've had, Ken and I've had, like, separately, is what would be the haste of doing that? There's everything looks fine. No need to kind of do too much. If it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of mindset for the Fed, we believe, is kind of the case here.
Right. And I look, and that's why I love her perspective. My perspective really is more around kind of where we are with inflation numbers, the CPI, and kind of what the Fed's looking at. And Connor's really great insight into oil also has come down. That benefits airlines. It benefits autos. It benefits you at home, right? So you should go into the gas pump. By the way, we know there's always a delay. Crude oil comes down and got to wait a little bit for the gas pump to see it there. But for you noticing at the gas pump, gives you more spending power, and you multiply that by millions, tens of millions, in our case, 330 million Americans, and makes a big deal. So I think that's really great. Another argument why the Fed could stay on hold. There should be no haste. And the only time I think they should raise rates again in the new year, I can't believe we're talking about New Year's 2024, but in the new year is only if inflation now right. reverses and start going higher. But not just one bad number, one report, but a string of reports. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Mike Bennett for Ken Mahoney Asset Management. You know Ken, he's written a bunch of books, and one's more popular than the next. Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide for financial security. You want a free copy of that book? Just be caller number 1 through 20 right now at 845-371-0101. Now, the book sells at Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but you can get it for free right now. Ken Mahoney's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide to financial security. The number to call, 845-371-0101. The book covers how best to invest your 401k or 403b plan. It addresses how to make volatility your friend. In the stock market, there's a lot of volatility all year round. First 20 callers get the book for free. Ken Mahoney's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide for financial security. Just call this number, 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with Connor Mahoney. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. It's where Generation X meets Generation Z. And today's topic, it's a very good topic, questions and answers, and hopefully the questions that we gain throughout the week, we explore them right here. Some questions that you may have had, like, why is the market going up so much? Like, will interest rates go higher? And I'm looking to see that. But again, you just heard my friend Mike Bennett talk about the book, Not Your Father's Retirement. I think it's an important book, especially with everything that's changed. My father, so to speak, unfortunately passed away some years ago, but he had a pension. He had health care, he had annuity, he had vision, dental, he had all that. And most of us don't have all those things. And the chapter by chapter, we try to bring that back. So the first 10 callers will get that book for free this morning. Here we go, 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here. Sometimes we talk about retirement planning, sometimes it's the Fed, sometimes it's earnings, interest rates, the stock market. It's all in that book. Not your father's retirement. Now, again, you can go to Barnes & Noble, you can go to Amazon for $17.99, or you can call right now, and the early bird gets the worm for free. Here we go, 845-371-0101. Of course, go to our website, MahoneyGPS.com. There you'll find archived articles. Our newsletter is archived there. You should sign for a newsletter. Comes out every Tuesday evening. Kind of keep in touch with what we think is going on in the markets and how you should position yourself. TV segments, radio segments, podcast. We create a lot of content every week, right, Connor? By the end of the week of writing and all the things that we do. It's all right there for free on MahoneyGPS.com. Visit us there. And of course, stay in tune throughout the week, Monday through Friday, on the traffic around 8:25 in the morning on a Mike and Casey show. You'll hear me give you the market report and what to expect and Dow futures. Then on the way home, we got Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, from Andy Bell's show. And he'll kind of keep you apprised of what the market's doing or what it's not doing. And so we cover you really Monday through Friday.
We're
Saturday
busy
we
bees.
Take off. And then busy Sunday, bees. Right. And then Sunday we take a GPS for your finances. So let's go to that mailbag of yours, Connor, that you collected throughout the course of the week. And let's go with another question.
Yeah, sure. So I had a good conversation this week with a client, and he was wondering, he's just reading, and this is how it is, the doom and gloom headlines. It's how they get their clicks and their revenue, I suppose. Is there a recession looming still?
I'm so sick. Again, great question, but I'm so sick. Yeah, so coming into this year, January 2023, all the economists, all the strategists, it's a hard landing, okay? We're going to have a hard landing in the economy, a deep recession. The cockpit's going to come off that plane, the fins, the tail, the And here we are escaping yet another year. And eventually it'll be right. Eventually someone will get it right by saying we're going to have recession, and we will have recession. But after being wrong for quarter after quarter, year after year, it doesn't really help. So, and the rationale basically is that the Federal Reserve will raise rates too much and cause recession, which still may happen. I'm not poo-pooing that, but you get sick of this drumbeat of recession on and on. By the way, we did have a recession a couple of years ago, and people forgot it was like 0.4% negative. By the definition of recession is two negative GDP reports, all right? Last quarter's GDP report was actually upward revised to 5.2%. This for the right. September 30th period. So there's no recession there. You can't have recession with low unemployment. I mean, again, things can change. And I suspect the quarter that we're in, I follow the Atlanta Fed of all the Fed governors and their data. They seem to be the most accurate. They have us coming around 2.5% for the quarter that we're in, which will end December 31st. So again, it's hard to have recession if you're not at negative GDP. Hard to have recession when you have the unemployment rate at 3.7%. So I don't see it. I'm sure we're going to have one, and then they're going to say, oh my God, I got it right. But if you're wrong for about 3 years, it's kind of useless.
They do say the broken clock is right twice a day.
There we go.
Yeah, and I was even reading articles from Bloomberg and, you know, big name financial media. It was actual articles said there is a 100% chance of a recession. If we're probability guys, we're analytics, we're into numbers. 100% chance that like nothing is 100% chance in this world.
Right.
And yeah, so I also think when you're looking at data. People are like, oh, consumer spending slowdown. It's because they're looking at retail sales. And we've had this conversation before, Ken and I privately. I think it seems that the economy is shifting towards more experience-based after COVID. And I think these economists up in the banks and whatever, looking at the wrong data, basically.
Yeah, it's like 1978 data. They're using retail sales or what Walmart's doing. Well, you know what?
Right.
You already bought a bunch of things through the COVID and the pandemic. And, you know, to your point, yeah, we want to experience this. I mean, look at hotel book. Go to an right. airport, please. Anybody, if you want to see, when you think there's a recession, go to any airport and then let us know if there's a recession.
Speaking of, I think the TSA checked
in around these airports. What a pain in the neck. So yeah, airline bookings higher, right. Airbnb bookings, hotel bookings. So money, yeah, it's not traditional 1973 retail sales and we're going to recession because things are slowing down there. You know what? We shifted. We want experiences. We want to go to that trip we never got to go to because of the pandemic. We get to go to Italy that we didn't get to go to, or right. Cape Cod, whatever you're choosing is.
By the way, there's a statistic about Thanksgiving travel. The TSA checked in like a record amount of people. People are going to see their family and travel for Thanksgiving.
It's actually a nice Thanksgiving. You know, I used to hate, we're always home. I always love being home for Thanksgiving. Then you turn on TV and you see O'Hara National Airport, you know, the one in Chicago, where people sleep in there for 3 days because of winter storms. It was so nice this year not to see that, you know, so nice that the national weather grid altered again. But again, these are really great questions that kind of you're getting throughout the course. And these are questions that I think most people have at home because it keeps them away. When you hear the word recession, by the way, recessions don't have to be nasty. It's just negative GDPs in a row. It could be like fractional, 0.5% negative and 0.2%. Yeah. They're like nothing burgers. Now you sit on the sideline because you read this clickbait, the clickbait meaning we're going to go to recession and 100% chance, as you said. And then investors miss out on some opportunity because they think we're going to recession. And if we go to recession,
the market gets they want you to believe that, so you don't invest, right? And that's what we always try to keep a positive spin on things is, you know, see it how it is and also just stay positive.
Well, look, and we'll end this last thought. I mean, the Dow Jones Industrial Average just in October was barely clinging to Dow 32,000. On Friday's close, over 36,000. So if you checked out because of a report about a recession coming up or some of the negativities or the clickbait, as we call it, you missed out on a good opportunity. Connor, always great to do these shows with you. My son, and this is Generation X, Generation Z, signing off for this week. Until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer comments, your questions next week, just send them an email, ken@mahoneygps.com. And listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.